features a couple of con artists who are stealing both the hearts and the pockets.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all knowledgeable, omniscient, sovereign over everything, Prince of Peace, mighty counselor. Please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My topic for today is, Do Not Give Up on God, Part 2. My scripture is John 10, 7 through 11. My text is John 10, 10, which states, The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. In the 10th chapter of John, let us observe from this parable that the under-shepherd, who are entrusted to feed the flock of God, ought to be careful and faithful in the discharge of that trust. A principal official must defend them and protect and advance all their worldly interests. Ministers must serve them in their spiritual interests. Must feed their souls with the word of God faithfully, opened and applied, and with great gospel ordinances duly administered, taking the oversight of them. They must enter by the door of a regular ordination. The Spirit of Christ will set before them an open door, give them authority in the church and assurance in their own bosoms. They must know the members of their flocks by name, and watch over them, must lead them into the pastures of public ordinances, preside among them, be their mouth to God and God's to them, and in their conversation must be examples to the believers. Those who are truly the sheep of Christ will be very observant of their shepherd and very cautious and shy of strangers. They follow their shepherd, for they know his voice, having both a discerning ear and an obedient heart. They flee from a stranger and dread following him, because they know not his voice. It is dangerous following those in whom we discern not the voice of Christ, and who would draw us from faith in him to fancies concerning him. And those who have experienced the power and efficacy of divine truths upon their soul, and have the savor and relish of them, have a wonderful keen judgment to discover Satan's wiles and to discern between good and evil. Christ is the door of the sheep. By me or through me as the door, if any man enter into the sheepfold as one of the flock, he shall be saved. Shall not only be safe from thieves and robbers, but he shall be happy. He shall go in and out. Here are, first, plain directions how to come into the fold. We must come in by Jesus Christ as the door, by faith in him as the great mediator between God and man. We come into covenant and communion with God. There is no entering into God's church but by coming into Christ's church. nor are any looked upon as members of the kingdom of God among men, but those that are willing to submit to the grace and government of the Redeemer. We must not enter by the door. We must now enter by the door of faith, since the door of innocency is shut against us, and that past become unpassable. Secondly, precious promises to those who observe this direction. Number one, they shall be saved hereafter. This is the privilege of their home. These sheep shall be saved from being seized by distress and confined by divine justice for trespass done. Satisfaction be made for the damage in their great shepherd. Saved from being a prey to the roaring lion, they shall be forever happy. In the meantime, they shall go in and out and find pasture. This is the privilege of their way. They shall have their conversation in the world by the grace of Christ, shall be in his fold as a man at his own house, where he has free entrance, going out and coming back. True believers are at home in Christ. When they go out, they are not shut out as strangers, but have liberty to come in again. When they come in, they are not shut in as trespassers, but have liberty to go out. They go out to the field in the morning. They come into the fold at night. And in both, the shepherd leads and keeps them. And they find pasture in both graze in the field, food in the fold, in public, in private. They have the word of God to converse with, by which their spiritual life is supported and nourished, and out of which their gracious desires are satisfied. They are replenished with the goodness of God's house. Christ is the shepherd. He was prophesied of under the Old Testament as a shepherd. In the New Testament, he is spoken of as the great shepherd, the chief shepherd, the shepherd and bishop of our souls, God, our great owner, the sheep of whose pasture we are by creation, has constituted his son Jesus to be our shepherd. And here again and again, he owns the relation. He has all that care of his church and every believer that a good shepherd has of his flock, and expects all that attendance and observance from the church and every believer. Jesus promises of abundant life, which begins already in the here and now, brings to mind Old Testament prophecies about abundant living. Jesus calls his followers not to a stern, lifeless, miserable existence that squashes human potential, but to a rich, full, joyful life, one overflowing with meaningful activities under the personal favor and blessing of God, and in continual fellowship with his people. Therefore, let us not give up on God, for he truly cares for us. Loss of sense of smell may cause changes in breathing patterns, studies suggest. Anosmia has been previously linked to a wide variety of mental and physical health challenges, ranging from dull emotions and depression to a shortened lifespan. October 22, 2024, by Linda Carroll. People can be born with no sense of smell, a condition called anosmia, or they can acquire it, as has been the case with many who had a COVID infection. The volunteers in the study without the ability to detect odors were all born with the condition. Nearly 1 in 4 people have anosmia, according to National Institutes of Health estimates. Experts say that number is likely an undercount. A 2023 report determined that more than 60% of people diagnosed with COVID develop anosmia. About 70% 72% of those completely regained their sense of smell, while about a quarter partially got their sense of smell back. Nearly 4% of people after COVID infection didn't recover their ability to smell. Long COVID patients find hope in treatment, aiming to restore taste and smell. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good afternoon and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is Be Thankful. Our gratitude glorifies God as we exalt not the gifts, but the giver. No matter what you ask God for, you need to ask with an attitude of gratitude. You can ask God for whatever you need, but do it with a thankful heart for what he's already done. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." A lot of people want to know God's will for their lives. Here's step one, be grateful. This is God's will. First, be grateful for what God has already given you, your life, mind, freedom, food, clothes. Everything you have is a gift from God, so be grateful for all of it. The Bible says to give thanks in all circumstances. Notice, it does not say to give thanks for all circumstances. There is a big difference. There are a lot of things in life you should not be thankful for. For example, evil. It says to give thanks in every circumstance, not for, because God can bring good even out of bad things. There's a lot of bad in the world today, and these days you can see more of it than you think you could bear. You shouldn't be grateful for those things, but remember God is bigger than sin. He can bring promises out of pain, blessings out of suffering, joy out of sorrow, peace out of adversity, beauty out of the ashes of lost dreams, and he turns crucifixions into resurrections. God transforms the bad things in your life into good things and uses them for good. You can be grateful in everything for several reasons. First, God has a plan for your life. He can use everything in your life for good. The pain is not going to last forever. And if you know Jesus as Savior, you're going to heaven. And he's going to use even the hard things in life to build your character. Do you know what will help you to be thankful in all things? When bad things happen, don't ask, "Why is this happening to me?" Instead, ask, "God, what do you want me to learn from this?" When you learn from God, then you grow more like Christ. Then you'll be able to better see how he is working in your life and give him thanks in all circumstances. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But be encouraged, because the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So for the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, trust and obey his word by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and take purposeful action for his glory. Life is full of uncertainties, but you'll find that God's grace is sufficient, and trust in him is never misplaced. Stay encouraged, my friends. Be thankful and keep looking up. Shalom.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.